This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have not joined them, and I would imagine there's some of you that have not, I simply say, any combination of my name, the show, my last name, and some part of the show, whatever it is, gets you the first month free. If you're carrying a gun in the car, if you have a gun in the house, if you're carrying a gun on your person for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Alas! Now, Rick was supposed to be with us Friday, and then we started having connectivity issues. So Rick didn't get to be with us Friday. And when he couldn't be with us Friday, I circled back to him immediately and said, Rick, I'm having issues, so can we do this Monday? And he said, oh, yeah, Bill. So, you know, Rick is not with us. Fear not. I will, you know, I will continue. I will continue on. I mean, I came set up for Rick not to be here. I, you know, that part of it, I always try to do that anyway. Coming out of Dallas, in Texas this year, the ability to open carry handguns took effect. Now, some in the law enforcement community are asking lawmakers to take a harder look at the practice after a deadly shooting, although there's nothing they can do about it right now. In 2015, Governor Greg Abbott signed an expansion of open carry, which allowed those with a concealed carry permit to carry a visible handgun in public. The law quietly took effect earlier this year over the protests of some large urban police chiefs. Prior to this, the right to open carry of long arms, such as rifles and shotguns, was codified under state law without a permit, and it still today remains an option. Now, in the wake of an ambush shooting of police that left five dead in Dallas, some in law enforcement are taking aim at the practice, which had nothing to do with how those guys got shot. In the aftermath of the incident, Dallas Police Chief David Brown expressed that upwards of 30 people carrying legal rifles during the active shooter incident complicated the police response, though the city has been in the forefront of open carry education. Brown said, we're trying as best we can as law enforcement community to make it work so that citizens can express their Second Amendment rights, but it's increasingly challenging when people have AR-15 slung over their shoulder and they're in a crowd. We don't know who the good guy is versus the bad guy when everyone starts shooting. Well, if the guy's got it slung across his back and both of his hands are free, it's a pretty good shot in the dark that he's not the one. He's not the bad guy. Brazos County Chief Deputy Jim Stewart said, I think these folks with the long guns with rifles slung over their shoulders, this is a concern of mine. He also feels the law should focus on the carry of handguns. They've been able to do that for years, but particularly as we experienced in Dallas, where the shooter was shooting with a long gun, how are they to know who the shooter actually was when you have so many people going around with long guns? You know, the disingenuousness of this is what astounds me, because Dallas has got a lot of buildings in it. So when those shots started happening, initially, And, you know, the first 30 seconds or a minute is a long time. Initially, all of those sounds are bouncing all over the city. They don't know. It doesn't matter what they see. What they heard was the problem. Then we saw video of one hapless individual who obviously didn't know what he was doing, sad to say, who this shooter got up close with personal and shot him in the back. So while they're sitting out here talking about something that is not the problem, they're largely ignoring the problem, which is their officers are undertrained. They don't know what they're doing in a fight like that. They went off by themselves. The Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas, the largest police officers union in the Lone Star State, said they won't push for a blanket repeal of open carry, but will call for more restrictions on the practice that could include licensing and training mandates. How are you going to know if that's happening if you just see a weapon slung on somebody's back? CLEAT Executive Director Charlie Wilkinson told the Texas Tribune, "Guns bring with them a responsibility to maintain control, even in the struggle. They bring responsibility to maintain control in daily life, walking and talking." What has that got to do with what you're talking about, though? Do you think? And here's the thing. Those Black Lives Matter guys that were carrying these rifles, they weren't the bad guys. They were not the bad guys. The shooter knew that there was going to be a bunch of people out there, and he took advantage of a confusing situation. Strategically and tactically, it was a sound plan. And it worked well. They had to run a robot in there to explode and kill him. Because he was holed up. I mean, he was good to go. And, hey, Ben. Okay, when we go into the next break, I just got a text from Mr. Hector. When we go into the next break, call him then, okay? Oh. And I will text Mr. Hector here very shortly. Oh. These guys are complaining about something that I'm not sure is a problem. And that's a problem because they're ignoring the problem. Let me text Mr. Hector. He will get to you. He will call in 5 minutes. There you go. There you go, Rick. Soon we'll be joined by Rick Hector. In the meantime, in Dallas, you got these law enforcement guys, you know. Open carry Texas President C.J. Grisham told Guns.com that Texans have been open carrying rifles at protests and elsewhere since we became an independent nation in 1836. And he feels that the open carry was scapegoated in the aftermath of the Dallas shooting. And open carry had zero effect on the cops' ability to respond. The open carriers got out of the way. The ones that they asked gave them, in some cases, gave them their weapons, turned themselves in. If you cannot properly differentiate between one and someone who's posing a threat versus an open carrier, then maybe their training is a little inadequate. I'm not sure. An open carrier is going to have his hands off the weapon. You got to be hands-on with the weapon. Weapon's got to be up. You're looking at the business end of it when it's a danger to you. Being slung on somebody's back, and I mean, in Texas, they had enough back and forth over this stuff. It became a cottage industry of arresting people for carrying in a menacing manner or whatever. All of that, just you know, that's ancient history. So Grisham said that none of the cops on the scene had any problems associated with open carries. Those out of touch senior law enforcement officials are, in essence, saying that their police officers aren't smart enough to tell the good guy from the bad guy. I've heard that before. We'll be right back.
you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You would think with that guitar chord that maybe they run a little variation. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. If you're not a member, you should be a member. I'm a member. Everybody should be a member. Now then. Up in Detroit, you know, Detroit's been having a bad time. I mean, if you look at stuff about Detroit, Badlands right now. Although I believe it's beginning to rise. In the meantime, though, a few good people stuck in place, including one man who I've gotten to know. Finally got to meet him in May. He is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. He is an activist of a type that most people would never see. Like when there's a gun buyback, he's there with his little contingent. They're buying guns before they get to the cops, and they actually give him some money, and then the gun doesn't get chewed up or whatever they do with him. He is a self-defense instructor who teaches women free of charge sometimes. He is a fellow coffee connoisseur like myself. He is, in fact, Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. Good evening to you. Hey, hopefully I can live up to that very worthy introduction. And as a matter of fact, just yesterday, me and my fellow firearms trainers, we did that annual community service thing, and we trained 417 women yesterday on how to train, how to use a firearm.
How many?
417.
407. Where? Where did you find a place to do that many women?
Well,
that many people? How would you find that out?
Well, I was fortunate to develop a relationship with this one gun range, and they gave us the use of 12 lanes continuously from 9 to 6.
Wow. Well, you were, I mean, that was some flat. You didn't drink any lattes that afternoon, did you?
They had a coffee pot that was running all day, and I told them, keep a pot running, and they told me, hey, whenever you walk by it, as long as the light flashes green at the bottom, it's good to go.
Let me ask you a question now. I mean, I've talked to you a bunch on the phone, got to meet you the other day, which is all splendid, of course. And I've never gotten this idea about you. I mean, I'm sure that you're aware that I'm a Caucasian.
Yeah, I noticed it. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, with you and a few other people out there that I really respect, how many people that you train, how many people in Detroit, black Americans? Because I've always thought black America has gotten the biggest short end of the stick from the progressives. I mean, just the lies and the destruction that's been wreaked upon them. And I know there's no victims here. There's a lot of volunteers. I get that part.
Right.
But it's all based upon, you know, some perceived goodwill that they were that became almost institutionalized. How much of this racial disparity do you see right now with your students? Do you see this problem out there that I've been told exists? You know, I'm told it exists. I mean, I don't ever see it. I don't ever run across it. But I'm, you know, in the news they say it is existing.
It's not really a clear-cut issue because, you know, with guns politically, the organizational heads and the people, you know, that run these groups, whether it's the NAACP or local churches or the DNC, the Democratic National Party, I mean, for sure, their leaders espouse gun control, but as you look at the actual rosters of the people who are in these organizations, they actually love and own guns. And it's the leaders who are the hypocrites who do not privately acknowledge their ownership. But to answer your question proper, in my classes, I have a lot of different racial backgrounds, gender backgrounds, differences for orientation. I get a good cross-section of people. Born and raised in Detroit, and I advertise my business in Detroit, but I have a presence that extends outside the city limits. And based on the way that I choose to do things, people would more would be apt to bypass people who charge significantly less than I do to take the class because I'm teaching it. And that's one of the factors that will lead to me having a more diverse background amongst my students.
So, the with
yeah, there's a lot of issues in there.
Yeah. I was just I'm trying to cull what the answer was. It yes or no. The part that is bothering me the most about it is because, you know, I don't see it. I see it happening, right? Like in South Carolina, we had this despicable man who was a cop, and he shot a black man in the back who had a bad taillight. That's the truth of the matter. That's what it was. A guy got out of his car and ran from him for some reason, but this cop shot him. And now that was a bad shoot. But I mean, how many times does that actually happen? And you may know more.
I hope not. I mean, unfortunately, there's been a spate of incidents, and when this new age of instant communications and global news, man, or national news, you know, no matter how trivial or some items are, you know, we get instant access to it. And was there ever a time that you looked at the news, and I just had this feeling 2 days ago, and you see a story, and you realize that it's halfway across the country, and it was a local thing, and you wonder, wow, was that really something that I need to know way here up in Detroit, Michigan? Don't get me wrong. The one story that we're talking about, Stuart, I believe that one law enforcement officer was chasing the guy. And I think that's the one where the officer later said that he thought he was reaching for a taser but grabbed his gun by mistake. And there's the, there was another analogous. Oh, there was a story here local, well, not locally.
We're coming up on the break.
Let's take the break.
We're coming up on the break. I want to hit on that because what you just said leads me to my next question. Rick Ector, you can find him at Legally Armed in Detroit. Rick's Firearms Academy, if you're in Detroit, if you're looking for some very good self-defense instruction, of course, you'll find him at Starbucks all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Now then. My guest this hour from Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy and all the other havoc that he wreaks is Rick Ector. And when I was saying that he goes to the Starbucks a lot, so do I. When we are at the Starbucks is a safety zone. you bring up this thing where you mentioned that this cop reached for his gun thinking it was his taser. All right. I've seen that story. And here's the problem I have with that. And I think it is indicative of a bigger problem. How much training are some of these LEO getting?
Right.
They're being sent out there to deal with some of these things. I mean, I know some of these guys that are just as sharp as, you know, Rambo. And would never make a mistake like that. But, I mean, that mistake, that kind of a mistake is indicative of somebody panicking, right? Which is a human condition.
It very well could be.
Yeah.
It very well could be. You know, when you're engaged in some type of very strenuous activity under a lot of stress, sometimes, you know, a wire in your central nervous system gets crossed, and maybe your repetitive training, it hasn't been committed, you know, to what they call muscle memory, and sometimes things happen. You know, we're human, you know. We're not automatons or robots. So, you know, you'd like to think with proper training that something like that could never happen. But you don't know. And there was the one national story that came out of Michigan with the woman in a suburban city called Roseville. And she had her CPL, you know, a civilian, not a police officer. And some guys were shoplifting some high-end electronics and tools, and they were, you know, putting it in their car, and they were speeding away. And the loss prevention officers were in high pursuit. And this woman, and she heard the guys yell, "They're getting away. They're getting away." So she drew a gun and started shooting across a crowded parking lot at the shoplifters, right? And at the end of the day, yeah, it was reckless. She acknowledged that. She did hit her target, the rear tire she claimed she was aiming at, but it was not the proper response. And when they did their investigation, she knew that she was not supposed to protect personal property. She was taught that. And they said, "Well, why did you do what you did?" And she said, "I don't know. I mean, people are human and these things happen."
Well, that's true. That can get away with you. But, I mean, the problem with this is that I don't consider myself to be extraordinary.
Sure you are.
That would never happen.
I bet you. I can attest that you are.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in that particular instance, I'm not looking at that going, "Well, I've got to do something." That's not going to be happening with me. And that's what I mean when I say I'm not extraordinary. Decision-making is something that has to be done in one of these instances. And believe me, I mean, like in my case with my chest and everything, my intention is, like, if I see more than, if some kid comes up on me with two of his podnas and they're giving me any sort of threatening stuff, I'm just going to look at all of them and go, "Young man, this is called disparity of force." And I'm about to do a little lethal action here. So you guys can go. We're not going to fist fight because I'd lose big time. I would lose.
Right.
So, anyway.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that go into personal protection. You know, one, just being aware, keeping your head out of the clouds. And you know what? I'm overdue for a blog post on the security concerns of people taking part in this latest phase called Pokemon Go. You know, just all the stories I'm seeing that people are doing while they're grossly distracted by this game, you know, wandering off into traffic, you know, falling off of ledges, the one, you know, people falling off of mountains. I mean, it's got to stop, you know?
Well, I'm waiting to see some people get jacked while they're looking for Pikachu.
I think it's already happened.
Well, I'm sure. I'd be surprised if it hasn't. I mean, I've seen video in New York Central Park where everybody, even the cops, are playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I'm not sure if these cops here in Detroit were that enterprising, whether it was just happenstance, but there was a steady stream of players playing who went to this really not so great part of town. And bad guys were laying for wait and were committing armed robberies, you know, because it had to be happenstance. Because I think if you're smart enough to program a Pokemon stop and create characters and throw it in a game in a particular relation, in a particular location, you probably have some earning power to be able to earn money legitimately than committing petty but violent crimes.
Well. Pokemon Go.
That's the newest craze, man. It's taking the country by storm.
Well, not all of it. Not my part.
Go ahead.
Well, no, not my part of the country. I'm not. Anything like that. I mean, I've seen video of people in the UK where the mobile phone networks are so good they're in the subway systems. And people are so attached to their mobiles, as they call them, that they have a video series out of people that walk into telephone poles while their head's in their phone.
Right. You know, there's a part of me that's curious only because of the things that people who are so distracted are accidentally and inadvertently doing while playing it. And then there's the practical side that says, okay, well, if I try this thing, I might get hooked and I might be the next person out there endangering my life to collect some imaginary character that doesn't exist on a cell phone. So
no.
It's kind of like, you know, you probably don't want to smoke crack, and you know, yeah, you know what it'll make you do, so don't do it. So I think I'm just going to abstain. I'm going to use one.
Yeah, anything that, I mean, it's already hard enough to be walking around and be that aware of everything. We're coming up on the next break. I want to give you a chance to let everybody know where they can find you and the stuff that you do. We got about a minute or so, I'm going to give you about a whole minute to do that. But there's so many variables involved in personal self-defense that I'm not willing to do that. I'll have to tell you about something when we're not on the phone. I'll tell you in the next segment. I'll tell you in the next segment about something that came up. Before we go away for the break, though, tell everybody how they can find the many things that Rick Ector is involved in.
It's crazy. Google is starting to be the first thing I'm telling people to do. If you're trying to find me, Google me in quotes, Rick, R-I-C-K, space, E-C-T-O-R, end quote. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Blogger, I'm all over the place. My blog is entitled LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. My website, Rick's Firearm Academy Detroit, is at DetroitCCW.com. But I'm on all the other platforms that matter except for Instagram. No, I'm on Instagram. I just haven't done Snapchat. So it's my stretch goal to get it done. Look for me soon on Snapchat.
Yeah, okay. I don't do that either. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Use any portion of my name, Frady, BF, Bill F, Lock and Load, Load and Lock, End Load, whatever you want to do. Get the first month free. My guest this hour is Rick Ector of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. He is a he also is a havoc wreaker. Havoc wreaker is my biggest compliment that I can pay to anybody, Rick.
Right.
And you do it. I mean, I like that.
You know, and I think about some of the things that I do, man, and you know, it just comes from a good place. It comes from a place of being that a very strong and very fervent, you know, supporter of gun rights and liberty in general. And there's just some things that just rub me the wrong way, you know, like police officers, law enforcement agencies who are trying to buy guns at dirt cheap prices, you know, and take advantage of people, all the while misleading them that they're activities are going to lower the crime rate. You know, that just irks me. So, you know, I will gather a bunch of fellow renegades and buy them up from the citizenry before the police even get a chance. You know, I'll do a activity like yesterday. We'll get a ton of women. We did 417. We brought them in. We gave them each a range safety briefing in mass across several sessions, and we got them trained. There was a lot of giveaways, a lot of promotions, and we actually brought some more women over to our side to be gun owners. So yeah, I do those things, man. And just the last week, I was, my little sign, I was in front of that anti-gun actor's new franchise, that Wahlburgers thing, you know? And, I had my sign and I was saying, you know, not so nice things about the anti-gun guy opening up a restaurant in my town.
As in, yeah, is Wahlburgers in Detroit? I thought they were a Boston chain.
They're a Boston chain, man, but they're opening one up, but they haven't finished opening it yet. But, You know, they're with Matt Damon, man. Every time they want to come out with a new movie, just you know, I don't want to hear about it. I'm not going to see it. And you know, does that make me that I'm so pro-gun that I don't want to have anything to do with anything business-wise, personally, or other if you're anti-gun? Does that make me bad?
No, you know, I look at these entertainers, you know, Matt Damon was overseas. He's made a fortune killing people with guns in the movies.
Right.
And but he was somewhere on some junket for his latest Jason Bourne flick where he kills people with guns.
Right.
And
right.
He was saying that he wished we could have it like they had. He was in Australia. He wanted to have Australian style gun control, which,
right.
You know, they didn't have a lot of gun crime prior to the gun control. Now they got gun crime exploding. And what he doesn't understand is that in Australia, that was largely ignored by the majority of Australians when it came time to turn in the guns. They didn't show up. So, you know, I look at these guys as just ill-informed, make-believe players. I mean, let's give them a little wand and a dress and a tiara. Yeah.
I don't know. They just irk and just rub me the wrong way. Yeah, you know, I'm like, okay, I used to enjoy listening to your music. Oh, now I hear that you're anti-gun. Oh, wow, I guess I can't listen to your music anymore. I can't go see your movies. Anything that you sponsor and promote, hey, I don't want to be associated with it. I would hate for people to see me with that product and think that I'm okay with it, spokesman. Does that put me past that third deviation on the standard bell curve? Am I so far out there?
I hope
there's a lot of other people out there with me.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, you know, karma has a way of being very cruel. I'll give you an example. You know, George Clooney is very much an open border kind of guy, right?
Right.
Okay, George Clooney has a palatial estate on Lake Como in Italy.
Okay.
Recently, Switzerland closed off their borders. And they have a Somalian refugee camp, a burgeoning Somalian refugee camp popping up in Lake Como.
Okay.
So all of that picturesque scenery that we saw in the one of the Ocean's movies, because they used his estate to film it, now he gets to see which he has advocated for. And, I look at some of these, like I saw Keisha the other day, the singer who, I think she's semi-famous, but she was out there saying at the Democratic National Convention, she was saying, we can control who gets the bleeping weapons. You know, okay, get out there and have your moment and certainly enjoy that. But at the end of the day, you know, the only reason I think sometimes these people that are famous forget who made them famous.
Yeah, they're public, right? They're fans.
Yeah.
And you know what? That touches on another one of my hell beliefs, man. It's like, if you're an athlete, hey, the only thing I want you to do is be an athlete. I don't need you to be a role model. Because, you know what? If I needed someone to teach me some life stuff, I would have found someone outside of your sport, you know? I just want to appreciate people for what they are. If you're an athlete, just play ball. If you're an actor, just act. Stay out of my politics.
Well, I mean, you know, back in the day, the guys that me and you grew up with, they never would have gotten involved in this kind of stuff. And that's what I look at. I mean, I never saw it. My favorite football player was Dick Butkus. I never saw him getting out there taking a political stance. He just wanted to hit people. You know, and I am of that same mindset, but at the same time, I look at these guys the same way I look at myself. I mean, when it's all said and done, I am an entertainer, as are they. The only difference is I have taken a look at things, and I figured out what is real and what isn't. I have my background is being involved in real things. And their background is being pampered and being told they're great and this, that, the other. And so it's a little easier for me to look at things and say, okay, I see the value of a Rick Ector versus somebody that would look at you and say, Rick, my poor black American idiot, why do you have a gun? Don't you know that's from the man? The man is keeping you down, Rick. Don't you know that? You know, so.
You know, and I'm cognizant of the many things I do. Some are like really, really popular, you know, like the free women's, you know, shooting lesson. And, you know, the concealed carry permit classes are important and popular. You know, there's some of those things on the ground where, you know, there's a chance things might not go exactly the way you want, you know, anytime you do any type of protest, especially when you protest those police, law enforcement, firearm transfer schemes. You know, and they're not wildly popular. You know, usually I'll get about maybe 15 to 20 other guys to go out with me. But I would love to have like 100, 200 folks join me at one of those things just once. You know, just once. I'd like for that to happen. That would be beautiful.
Well, and it's probably coming. I mean, you look at things nowadays and, what, there's 14.5 concealed carry, 14.5 million concealed carry permits. You put some of those out there. Some of your students count for those numbers. So, I mean, you're building it one day at a time, just like all the rest of us. It's pretty good
and,
stuff.
And that's such a great thing, man. And, you know, I looked at the event I did yesterday. We started it 5 years ago, and it was only 50 people who didn't think I was running some unbelievable scam, right? Meet this guy at a gun range. You know, you get a free lesson. But first year, 50 ladies boldly took me up on it. You know, the next few years, we went to 100, 200, and 300. And yesterday, we were up to 417.
So next time, and it'll be quicker this time, I promise you. But about to run out of time. Thank you for joining me this evening. We'll do this again tomorrow, folks, in 21 hours. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.